Imagine going from 0 to 100 miles an hour in just 2 seconds.
你是否能想象从那个零的速度一直到时速100公里的速度？
But for a few minutes this afternoon, I want you to imagine just the opposite. I want you to imagine going from 100 miles an hour to 0 in 2 seconds.
那今天我要你反过来想，就从每小时100公里的时速，在2秒钟当中要回到那个零的那个时速。
That's the experience that a reporter recently had when he flew as part of a Navy plane that landed on an aircraft carrier.
那其实有最近有一个记者呢，他在那个海军的这个飞机那个降落在一个地方的时候，就是从这么高的时速突然下降。
Well, you know, an aircraft carrier essentially really doesn't have any runway at all, right?
那在那个军事基地一般是没有那个跑道的。
And so when an airplane comes in, and it's coming in about 105 miles an hour, it has to snag the cable with its tail hook.
那像这种那个降落的方式是在它在时速100多公里的那个情况下呢，它是在要突然就降到某一点上。
And this one time he rode this plane in his, and it landed with a terrific jolt. And then it snagged the cable and it came to a screeching halt. It came from a speed of 100 miles an hour to 0 in just 2 seconds.
那这位那个军事基地的记者呢，他就是经历了这么一种那个有冲击性的那个降落的过程，就是从时速100英里的这种那个时速呢，突然就降在这个军事基地在那个电线的那个画出来的道上，就是有那个摩擦的很激烈的震动的方式上情况下那个下降的。
And he said it's one of the most amazing, awesome experiences that he ever had.
这是他所经历过的非常非常惊奇的一个过程。
Look, today's Father's Day, and I want to talk not just to all of you who are dads here, I want to talk to all of you men here this afternoon.
那今天是父亲节，但是呢，我不是只想说把这个信息讲给这父亲们听，我是想把这个信息讲给所有的男士们听。
I understand that many of you guys have really high-powered jobs.
那很多男士们呢都有相当那个高那个很多职务，就是工作很努力的。
And so coming to church on Sunday is almost like going from 100 miles an hour to 0 in 2 seconds. In other words, you get the spiritual whiplash.
那很多男士们呢，工作相当忙碌，就在你在周末的时候来教堂的时候呢，就好像是从那个高速的那个情况下突然就停止下来了。
Let's face it, guys, Monday through Friday, you literally catapult out of bed. And you go to work, and you are overwhelmed, you suffer burnout, you suffer the rat race, and as a result of this many times, your marriage, your relationship with your kids, and your relationship with God takes a terrific hit.
像这些男士们，他们每一天都是相当忙碌，从礼拜一到礼拜五，一大早就起来赶着去上班啊，赶着完成学的那个工作啊，那个工作量啊，那些这么多的事情，就是每天都在匆忙当中，你就把你的家庭的婚姻，你的小孩子的照顾都忽略了。
Look, God is telling you guys today to slow down, to stop going 100 miles an hour and come to a stop and pay attention to what God is trying to say to you this Father's Day.
今天我要告诉你们是神想提醒我们说让我们把那个生活节奏慢下来，你不要老是在高速的情况下，希望你可以在停到就是低速静止的情况下来思想神的话。
I just want to re-emphasize to you men, your primary job in this life is to pay attention to what God is trying to say to you.
我还要跟这些男士们重申一次说，你的你生活当中的重心其实是要来那个更多的来看到神所要提醒我们的。
And all of you guys, I want you to listen to what Paul had to say to some of the men in the church at Thessalonica. Please turn in your Bible to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We're going to read verses 3 through 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 through 5.
我们现在请大家把圣经打开，我们翻到新约圣经的中间是帖撒罗尼迦前书，帖撒罗尼迦前书的四章，我们要看的是三节到五节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3, it says, "It is God's will that you should be sanctified, and that you should avoid sexual immorality, and that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God."
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章三到五节，神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行，要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵遵守着自己的身体， 不放纵私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人。
And I just want you to turn over to one verse, the next chapter, chapter 5, verse 14. And I want you to notice just one phrase here in chapter 5, verse 14. Right towards the end, notice it says, "Help the weak." Do you see that? Help the weak.
那下面呢，再把大家翻到第五章的十四节。 这第五章十四节当中，我们只讲其中的一个那个词句，就是辅助软弱的人，辅助软弱的人。Look,
if you follow the news today, you know that America has been rocked by all kinds of sex scandals recently.
那如果你有念到新闻的话呢，美国本土上现在被那些性丑闻都冲盖了。
And all of that led Andrea Mitchell to ask a very, very interesting question that I want to throw out to you this afternoon.
所以看到这种种发生的一切呢，我要今天要跟大家提问一个问题。
She asked this question, "Why can't men behave more like us women?"
那我要说问，为什么男人不能像女人一样能够有所控制呢？
You know, our culture today, that's basically the question that's being asked. Why can't men act more like us women?
那我们要问就是说，为什么男人不能像女人一样的行为呢？
And that brings up the question, does God want us men to act like you women?
那这里就要问神是不是要男人们都像女人们的行为一样呢？
The answer to that question is no. You know, he wants us to act like men of God, just like he wants you women to act like women of God.
我的回答呢是否定的。神要造我们的男人就要像男人，造的女人就要像女人。
And so for just a few minutes this afternoon, I want to unpack a couple of thoughts from the verses I just read for you.
今天下午要跟大家分享的就是我们所念到的这几段经文。Okay,
I want you to get the scene. In verses 3 through 5, the Apostle Paul is zeroing in on the men in the congregation at Thessalonica.
在这个帖撒罗尼迦前书的四章的三到五节当中呢，就是保罗就把这个男人的那个秉性呢，就是提到了。
And the whole point of this passage is he's saying, avoid sexual immorality because there were men in the congregation there who were wrestling with sexual temptation in their lives.
那这里保罗就是要提醒大家的，就说神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁的，远避这些淫行的行为。
But I want you to notice something very interesting that the Apostle Paul refers to these men as in the verse that we looked at secondly, chapter 5, verse 14.
也很有意思的是，保罗借此的也提到了，在这里呢，我们五章当中提到的，他用什么样的词汇来形容男人呢？
He said there was a group in the church at Thessalonica who were weak, and he said, "Be sure that you help those who are weak in the church."
他提到了，就是说教会当中有这么一帮人呢，是比较软弱的，而且他提醒大家要辅助这些软弱的人。
And the question is, who did he have in mind when he said, there are weak ones in the church and be sure to help them?
So 他脑子中在想的是什么呢？谁是这些软弱的人呢？
And many, many Bible scholars say he's referring to men who were having a difficult time resisting all of the sexual temptations of their culture.
那他这里呢，就是说的，他所指的这些软弱的人其实是男人们，因为在那个男人们的周围有很多这些淫乱的这些那个那些淫行的那个诱惑。
But I want you to notice something very interesting here, that Paul calls many of the men who were Christians in the church weak. He uses the term weak to describe the condition of men in the church.
那保罗呢，是他对这教会当中的这些人讲，他形容了这些教会当中的这些男人们呢，是软弱的。
Now, that's very significant because it gives us insight into the inner world of men who have accepted Jesus Christ.
这也给我们看到了一个景象，就是虽然男人们他们接受了主耶稣基督。
You ladies, you've got to understand something. When a Christian man looks at himself in the mirror in the morning, he doesn't think, what a spiritual warrior I am.
那就说我们看到我们这些基督徒们，其实我们每天早上醒来的时候，我们从镜子里面看到自己，我们并不意识到我们是在这个这面对的一个那个竞争的这么一个那个社会。
You know what he thinks? Instead, he looks in the mirror and he says, "How weak I really am."
其实我们应该是看到的是要意识到我们是多么的软弱。
Let me illustrate from my own personal life.
让我跟大家提一下我自己个人的生活。
I pretty regularly get together with a very close friend of mine, one of my closest friends, who lives on Park Avenue in Manhattan.
我有一个很就是亲近的一个朋友，他住在纽约的那个 Park Avenue 上。
And when we get together, by the way, he has a $300,000 Jaguar.And periodically, he gets into that 300,000 Jaguar, and he drives out to North Brunswick, and he picks me up, and the hood is down, you know, the upper top is down, and he and I ride together to a diner, and we get out of this $300,000 Jaguar, and we go in, and we talk.
那他呢是个很有钱的人，他有一部30万的一个加挂的一个跑车，敞篷跑车，非常拉风的一个跑车。有时候呢，他就开着这个车呢，到 North Brunswick 这里来接了牧师，他们就到附近的 diner 去吃饭。他们两个就从这个敞篷跑车那个停了以后，就出来就去了这个餐厅。
Guess what we talk about?
你知道我们在餐厅谈什么呢
？We don't talk about his Jaguar.
我们不是谈他的那个这个车子，这个美车。
We don't talk about his PhD in political science.
我们也不谈他的那个博士学位，也不谈他的那个职业。
We don't talk about all the money he makes in the oil business.
我们也不谈他在那个油的这个那个油商的这个商务里面所赚的钱。
You know what we talk about? We both talk about how weak we really are.
你知道我们两个常常谈到的是什么呢？常常谈到人是多么的，就是软弱，我们是多么的软弱。
And how easy it is to waste our lives on small stuff instead of making our lives as men of God really count on the big stuff in life.
我们常常呢把自己迷失在那些日常生活当中的琐碎的事当中，却没有想到神对我们所寄望的一个的职责。
Now, if you notice in chapter 5, verse 14, Paul says that we are to help the weak. Do you see that?
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦五章的那个十四节当中就提醒我们说，我们要帮助这些软弱的人。
Okay, and the question is this: How can you help a man most spiritually?
那这个问题又要提到了，就是说你如何来帮助这个就是有灵性上有寄望的一个人呢？
And the answer is this: Men need men.
那个答案是说，男人也需要男人的帮助。
Men follow men. Men don't necessarily follow women because they're weak. You know, we sense we're weak, and so men follow men. Men need men in their lives.
男人们是, 需要一个男人做榜样的, 也需要就是跟随, 就是一个男人的一个榜样在走路的。
And in today's passage where Paul is saying to guys who are Christians, you've got to deal with sexual temptation in your life. Again, the question is, how best can we do it?
那保罗在这里提醒大家说，提醒这些男士们说， 我们要预防这些, 周边的这些淫行的这些诱惑。 那, 问题是我们要怎么做呢？
You'll never do it, men, in isolation by yourself.
你没办法在自己孤立起来，一个人来那个做。
Do you realize pornography today is a silent killer of many marriages?
你知道现在很多这些那个网络上的这些充满性的这些诱惑的新闻。
It is estimated that today pornography contributes to 65% of divorces in America.
那这些充满性的这些外在的诱惑呢，就是引起了美国的60%的这些婚姻的破解。
And the question then as guys is, you know, how can I start to really get a handle on temptation in my life? And the answer is this, you've got to make a pre-commitment to other men in your life.
那这个问题是说，你是如何才能够那个预防这些周围身边的这些诱惑而走正路呢？ 就是说你在身边要有一个正， 就是正
Let me try to illustrate from the story of Ulysses, the Greek mythological character. I don't know if you've ever studied some of Greek mythology. This really interesting story about this Greek hero, this great guy by the name of Ulysses, and he was sailing by this island back from war. And this is a story of what he did.
那我们讲就是说希腊神那个寓言故事当中呢，就是讲到这么一个人，他从那个远方的那个旅行过来。
There are beautiful creatures called sirens, beautiful women on this island, and they sang very seductive songs. And many sailors would crash on the island because they would follow these seductive songs of these beautiful women and they would be destroyed.
那这个神话当中有讲到说，因为他们旅行到这个岛上呢，就看到这个岛上充满这些妖艳的美女，然后就是有很多这种诱惑，结果这些那个水手们都迷失了，结果那个船都撞到那个边上去了，岸边去了。
And Ulysses knew this. He knew the tremendous danger. And so he got his sailors together and he said, tomorrow we're going to sail by this dangerous island.
那这个希腊神话当中这个人物Ulysses他呢知道有这样子的情况，所以呢他就提醒这些水手们说，明天我们会经过这么一个地方。
And he said, I want you to do something to me.
他说我要你们做几件事情。
He said, I want you to take me before we get to the island and tie me to the mast of this ship.
他说我们呢，明天在要靠近这个岸的时候呢，我们要在那个船的前面要装一块屏幕。
And when we sail by that island, don't listen to what I say to you.
他在我们靠近岸边的时候嘛，你不要听我在跟你们说的什么。
Because I guarantee you that I'll say, untie me, I changed my mind, please untie me. Don't listen to what I have to say. Keep me tied to this mask.
他说那个在靠近岸的时候，你就是不要理我在讲什么。也许我会这样说，不要把我绑住啊，这些话，但是你不要听。
Do you see the spiritual principle here? He made a pre-commitment to a group of guys.
你知道，你看到他这里所要做的，就是他自己呢，就是坚定他的信心，要做某一件事情。
He understood that in advance, I've got to make a pre-commitment to these guys, because otherwise, I'll cave to the temptation if I don't do this in advance.
如果你事先没有做了决定，你没有这个信心来做这个事情的话呢，你在遇到事情的时候，你就会迷失。
Okay, as we close, I want you to look at verse 4. Take a look at chapter 4, verse 4 as we close.
在我们要结束前，请大家再看这个《帖撒罗尼迦前书》四章的第四节。
Notice he says here, verse 4, that each of you should learn how to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable.
在第四节当中说，要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁、尊贵守着自己的身体。
Now I want to see if you're awake here. Do some of you see a footnote by the phrase, learn how to control your own body? How many of you see a footnote in your Bibles?
你有没有看到它下面有一个小小的那个注解，说是怎么来那个控制你的身体？
Anyone see a footnote? What does the footnote say?
有没有看到小的注解？
There's another translation. It could read, learn how to live with your wife. Do you see that?
它这里的注解是说，学习如何来过你的日子。
And that's probably a better translation. So what Paul is saying is, deal with sexual temptation in your life. That's negative, but positive, guys, learn how to live with your wife as well in a positive way.
他用那个正面的那个方式来提醒大家说，学习如何来和你的妻子过日子。
Guys, those of you who are married, guess who's responsible for romance and keeping romance going in your life? You are, and I am. We're responsible to keep romance in our marriages.
男士们，如果你已经结婚的话，你猜猜看，这个让婚姻能够继续有那个就是继续那个有美好的婚姻的话，责任在谁呢？是你们自己啊。
Many of you probably have never heard of Frank Sinatra, you know, he was an old singer, but Frank Sinatra was known as the voice of his time.
Frank Sinatra, 不晓得你们听不听过，他是个相当有名的歌手。
Frank Sinatra was the greatest singer of romantic love songs of his time. Without a doubt, the greatest singer of love songs of his time.
Frank Sinatra, 他是在那个时代的是最有名的那个唱那个罗曼蒂克的那个爱情歌曲的歌手，是相当相当出名的一个爱情歌曲的歌手。
But get this, his wife Barbara said that she never benefited personally from The Voice.
但是很惊奇的是，他的太太说，他从来没有从Francis Sinatra 的那个声音当中得到那个好处。
In other words, he never sang a love song to his wife. He sang on stage, you know, but he never personally sang a love song to his wife. Ever, ever, ever.
虽然他有最美好的那个嗓子，那个唱的最美妙的那个爱情歌曲，可是很可惜的，他从来没有对他的太太好好唱一首爱情歌。
Guys, what are you doing to protect your marriage?
男士们，你们现在知道如何来那个保护你们的婚姻了吗？
And what are you doing to protect your children?
你能够做什么来保护你的孩子们呢？
You know, I read just this last week, get this, that they're actually teaching girls as young as 3 years old to pole dance. As young as 3 years old to pole dance.
看到有一个故事是说那个给教那个三岁的小女孩来学那个钢管舞。
As we close our thoughts today, clearly what God is saying is that He wants you men, you dads, you husbands, you single guys, He wants you to stand up and to be counted in the end times.
这里呢，神要提醒大家的是，不管你是父亲也好，你是那个就是一个单身的男士也好，你们的责任是要能够在将来那个末日的时候，你们能够站得起来，能够作为人类的榜样。
Those of you who are basketball fans know that in the NBA finals, Dallas beat whom? Anyone know? The Miami Heat.
那 如果你是对篮球有兴趣的话呢，你这不晓得你有没有注意到上一季结束的时候，那个是Dallas 那个打败了哪一个那个球队那是 Miami。
The shock of it was that the greatest player, the greatest basketball player in the world, is a guy by the name of LeBron James.
那个最出名的那个篮球运动员，那个篮球运动员呢是叫
LeBron. See, the women don't know basketball. You guys, I'm talking to you guys today, right? You know, it's LeBron James. But here's the thing: LeBron James has this reputation of being MIA, missing in action in the final quarter when the game is on the line.
这个这么出名的这个篮球运动员 LeBron James 呢，他是在最后的紧要关头的时候，他却没有守住这个阵营。
And I thought when I saw that, I thought that's the problem with many of us guys. We have tremendous potential, and God wants to use us.But we're missing in action in the final quarter, in the final days of this world, when God wants us to stand up as men and be used.
所以这就是男人常常会发生的事情，就是说我们是这些男士们是多么有潜力，多么有能力，但是他们常常有时候在紧急关头，在最后关头的时候没有守住，没有那个显示出来他们的能力来做到最好。
The great church historian Irenaeus once said.God is most pleased by a man who comes fully alive.
那是这是讲到的是神是最能够愿意看到的是，就是说一个男人能够真正的活出他的样子来。
I want to challenge all of you guys here today, all of you dads, all of you husbands, all of you men, to really come fully alive for Jesus Christ.
那这里我要向你们每一位在座的男士们，你们先生们，或者是父亲们，或者是单身的男士们，给你们提出一个挑战。
Now, you know what we did in our church at the end of the sermon? I invited all of the guys in the church to come forward, and we sang Amazing Grace to the wind. That was gorgeous! I mean, all these male voices were singing Amazing Grace. We're weak, we're saved by grace.I can't do that because I'm not the pastor of this church. But if I, it's a great thing to hear all these guys come forward and minister to the women by saying, Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Men, be strong in the Lord.
那如果我在那个别的教会呢，我们曾经请所有的男士们到前面来，一起呢同声那个合唱，就是奇异恩典。他是多么奇异的恩典来那个拯救了这么一个就是男人，所以那个这是相当奇妙的事情。